Cole and Company with Colbert.
I do.
On 1650 The Fan.
Now you just saying you want to have fun, or do you really want to have fun?
Welcome back. Friday edition of the show continues. I am your host, Cole Bear, and as you've heard me talking, the high school boys and girls postseason is going on in basketball. Obviously, we've got coverage of the high school state wrestling tournament happening right now as well, and it's the sweet spot, or one of a handful of sweet spots in the sports calendar. And today on the show, we've got Hudson High School boys basketball coach Sean Leonard joining us. Coach Leonard, thanks so much for being here. Really appreciate it. How are you today?
Good. Hey, Cole. Thanks for having me.
Hey, looking forward to talking Pirates basketball. And your team got an 81-60 district quarterfinal win against Dyke New Hartford last night. So let's start there. How'd your guys get the job done?
We prepared really, really well. And it's a familiar opponent. We've played them twice before earlier this year, so nothing new that we saw. But you know, we were ready for whatever they could really throw at us. So we did a nice job in the days leading up, and ended up they just kind of played us straight up for the most part. So we did a nice job. We've been playing really well, and that just kind of carried over. You know, we had a week off, so a little unsure on how we might score, and if we lost any endurance, but it didn't really show. So it did a nice job. I wish we would have defended a little bit better, but they had some guys step up and make some shots for them, and that's typically what happens this time of year. So happy to get the win. A win's a win at this point, and just kind of move on to the next.
17-6 regular season for your team. You finished second in the Central of the North Iowa Cedar League with a 6-2 mark in conference play. But, Coach, I got to ask you, when you headed into postseason play, was there any particular message you wanted to give and gave to the team? Or is it maybe more, I want to make sure that we're practicing this thing or that thing? What can you tell me that maybe stood apart when it comes to preparation for the postseason?
You know, we were playing really well when we finished the year. So the conversation with the guys is, and we said, guys, this is maybe the hardest thing to actually do, but we just need to keep doing what we're doing. We're playing really well offensively. We're a very difficult guard for teams. So we just didn't want to, and I think you get into this time of year and some coaches overcoach and try to do too much, and we try to stay away from that as much as we can. We want to be prepared for everything, but you also don't want your guys thinking too much. And so we're trying to keep it simple. And we've got enough skilled players that that's really the key. And I think that's been probably the most important thing for us all year, is let our guys play. They know what they're doing. You know, dribble, pass, and shoot. They play well together. Mm-hmm. They're very intelligent. We've got an experienced group. So let's not overdo it. Let's just keep it simple and let them do their thing. And if we can help them as the game goes on, we will. Otherwise, we'll kind of sit there and try to keep quiet and let them do their thing.
Coach, you mentioned how your team's got some really good basketball skills, and you want them to just keep doing their thing. So tell us more about their thing. What has become this team's thing? What's their blueprint when they're playing their best basketball?
We like to run, so our transition is the most important part of what we do, and I think we're very, very good at it, and I think a lot of people would probably say the same thing. If I can brag about us, that would probably be the top thing that I would talk about. But we've just got so many guys that can shoot it and pass it and handle the ball that we're very tough to scout. If one or two guys are having a bad shooting night, we've got two or three others that can, you know, kind of carry the load. And that's a really dangerous team. That's a team I wouldn't want to play. So we're playing with a lot of confidence right now. We feel like we can, you know, play with anybody. We've kind of proven that for the most part throughout the longevity of the year. It's an experienced group. We've got a couple of guys that, as juniors, it's their third year in the starting lineup. And we got several other guys that's their second or third year playing for us. So we expected, you know, some big things coming into the year and, you know, maybe a couple slip-ups here and there. But for the most part, we've played really, really well. And we're excited about, you know, heading into next week.
I would imagine so. You guys have had a great season. Hudson High School basketball coach Sean Leonard, our guest right now on this Friday edition of Cole & Company. Pirates coming off a 19-point win over Dyke New Hartford last night in a district quarterfinal. And, Coach, just to you know, dig in here on some of those skilled players that you're referencing, your group in terms of productivity led by junior Camden Davis, averaging just shy of 20 points per game and 10.5 rebounds. I mean, that's incredible production. Tell us about Camden and what's gone into him being able to be such a big factor. I mean, those are the kind of numbers that is going to put him on an all-state team.
Yeah, he's so athletic. He's 6'4" and can run and jump and do all those things. So he's just very difficult to guard. He never stops moving. I mean, just a ton of old board putbacks. He plays so hard. And he's a kid, much like a lot of our guys, who have put a lot of time in. And we put a lot of time in together, but he's put a lot of time in on his own, and he's just kind of reaping the benefits of all that time. So this is no surprise if you've kind of been around him the last few years and seen what he's done and what he's done in the weight room and all the individual stuff he's doing on his own, too. He's earned everything he's getting right now, and I'm glad he's on our team. I wouldn't want to scout for a team with that, you know, that he's on, but what makes him really good is he's got guys around him that can produce also. A lot of times he gets to play, you know, just one-on-one because teams can't help off of our shooters. So it goes both ways. He's, you know, individually, he's, you know, very, very good. And lucky for him, you know, he's playing on a good team also. So, and he would say the same thing. He's absolutely that kind of kid. And so, but biggest thing for him is he just doesn't stop moving. Very active, very athletic, hard to keep in front. He can finish at the rim. He's got a nice, you know, 12 to 15 foot jump shot. So guarding him for an entire game is very difficult. I think teams sometimes, you know, can do a good job here and there, but he just has the ability to take over, and he's done that quite often for us.
And like you mentioned, Coach Leonard, what a great supporting cast that he's got around him and just incredible balance where you've got four guys that are all around 10 points per game. So as you've touched on, that makes you guys a really tough scout. It makes you guys very difficult to game plan against, and you've got a couple of juniors there, Colin Ergen, Lyle Olson, a senior, and Drew Hansen, a sophomore, and Kean Kryle, that are all around that 10-point-per-game number. How similar, how different is that group of four there?
Very similar. To be honest with you, they're kind of interchangeable. If one guy has a, you know, bad shooting night, the other three pick him up, and you know, it's kind of been the way it's gone all year. Lyle is our point guard, and the ball is in his hands, you know, more than anybody else, except for maybe Camden. But he does such a great job setting the pace that we want to play at, getting the ball to who it needs to get to, making smart decisions, and he's phenomenal in that role. And our other guys have been great in their roles. We're shooting it at a very high clip right now, which is great. I think kind of like other sports, I think the whole defense wins championships. I think it's kind of turning over to offense. You have to score, and we're very capable of doing that. So on any given night, it could be any one of, you know, six or seven different guys for us, and we've proven that throughout the year, and it's, again, kind of a nightmare for other teams. You know, as you put a scouting report together and we got to guard this guy and this guy, but then it's like, shoot, we got to guard this guy, this guy, this guy, and this guy also. What the heck are we going to do? So I'm glad, again, all these guys have put in an incredible amount of time. We had a great off season, and I'm happy that it's worked out for us because they've certainly earned it.
Just a couple more minutes here with Hudson High School boys basketball coach Sean Leonard on this Friday edition of Cole & Company. And Coach, everything you just said right there pretty much answered what I'm going to ask you about next. But what would you say as it relates to Hudson basketball for the inception of the shot clock this season? What's it meant for your team, not only on offense, but what's it meant defensively as well?
It really hasn't made an impact for us, especially offensively. You know, we play at such a fast pace, and we don't typically take very long to find a good shot and take a good shot. So offensively, it's really hasn't made any difference for us. Defensively, we're trying to slow some teams down with a little token pressure just to burn a little clock.
Mm-hmm.
Just so we don't have to guard so much in the half court. You know, the longer you guard, the longer you're probably going to mess something up. So we can take a few extra ticks off the clock. That's good for us. And I think a lot of teams around the state would say the same thing. I don't think it's making a huge impact. Really, it's those last 2 or 3 minutes of a game. You know, in those 2 or 3 possession games where, you know, in the past you just try to hold it for the whole 2-3 minutes. Now, you know, there's some scheming going on, and you got to be, you know, thinking ahead and pretty intelligent on what your plan is in those situations. And for us, we've got enough scorers, enough guys that can handle the ball. We do a good job, you know, in those 2, 3, maybe 4 possession games, you know, 2 or 3 minutes to go, burning enough clock while still playing. So it's worked out really well for us. I'm a big fan of it. I could go either way, but again, it certainly hasn't hurt us with the shot clock.
Last thing, Coach, we thought that as we sat here today that we would know who your next opponent was in a district semifinal, but given the weather yesterday, there were a handful of games postponed. So you going to go watch Union and Grundy Center tonight? You going to be able to do that?
You know, we've played Union twice, and we played Grundy Center last week.
Yep.
And I went back and watched them later last week. Play live. Our girls actually play tonight in their semifinal round, so we're going to stay home and watch the girls play, but we'll get the film, and we feel pretty good as far as knowing our opponent, whoever it is, but we'll certainly prepare as best we can, as much as we can, like it's an unfamiliar foe, and prep just like you're getting ready for anybody. So, no, to answer your question, no, we're not heading over, but curious to find out. You know, it's just one last day we get to kind of prep for them. So, but we'll have them ready. Our guys are, again, playing really well right now and with a lot of confidence, and looking forward to next Tuesday.
Well, Coach, thanks so much for your time today on the show. A real pleasure to learn more about your team. What a great season it's been so far, and best of luck. Hoping that it continues here and you guys go on a much deserving run. So take care, Coach.
Thank you, Cole. Appreciate it.